Well, I wanted to acknowledge a couple people before I start the presentation. First of all, if you notice, Gloria Arps is the first author on this presentation. She was a graduate, well, she's a graduate student that graduated, that I worked with as her advisor. She could not be here today, so I'm actually presenting her study for her. And then Dr. Brian Fink, who's actually sitting in the back corner waving a little bit, he's our consultant for our statistics. So he worked with Gloria on this project also. So just wanted to give some acknowledgement here. If I can, okay. I have no relationships to disclose. So a little introduction about disasters, and as we all know, we've had our fill of them in the last couple of years. Healthcare systems and public health infrastructures are organized and ready to act under normal conditions, but not necessarily prepared to react and be knowledgeable about how to perform in a disaster situation. So that's what spurred this study, knowing that disasters can occur anywhere and that none of us are immune to any catastrophic events, it's important for us to become more aware of how well our nursing workforce is prepared to deal with this. Disaster preparedness is still a casual practice in many communities, and because it will call on nurses and healthcare providers in a community, training disaster specialists is not sufficient because what happens is all hands have to be on deck. So how do we prepare the general population for disasters, population of nursing for disasters is a question. But first, what Gloria wanted to look at is how well prepared nurses were in the rural community that she belonged to. So preparedness planning is not only learning about what to do as a healthcare professional, but also how prepared we are in our personal life. If we don't have our ducks in order with our home or our personal life, the probability of that nurse or healthcare provider to show up at the disaster becomes decreased. So the importance of having training that looks at the personal as well as the professional responsibilities in a disaster is important. So the significance to public health nursing, certainly we know that disaster preparedness and readiness is a particular concern, but we have to look at areas such as our rural communities where things are much more spread out, more difficult to mobilize people at hand. So nurses may have to fill many hats in a disaster arena and must have this knowledge to fulfill the assigned job adequately. So how prepared are nurses in a rural setting to respond to a disaster? This study was a non-experimental survey design, and Gloria did move through the IRB process, but really focusing on preparation of general population of nurses in that community. An emergency preparedness information questionnaire was used, and it was published by Wisniewski, Denick, Champion, and Peltiers in 2004. It contains 44 questions representing 10 competencies of disaster preparedness. And this is a list of those competencies: a detection of and response to an event, incident command system and your role within it, ethical issues and triage, epidemiology and surveillance, isolation or quarantine, decontamination, communication or connectivity, psychological issues, accessing critical resources, and then she added an additional component to collect some demographics of those who participated in the survey. So the community that she surveyed is a small, well, it's a rural community in northwest Ohio with a county and with a population of about 28,000 individuals, and there is one city, small city, within that county which comprises 8,600 of that population. So you can see that the majority of the population live in the rural areas. This city is about 40 miles from a major urban center. It has potential risk for flooding because there's a river that runs through it, and also it has a risk, 124% greater risk of tornadoes than most communities in the United States. So you can see that it does have some risk to it in terms of impending disaster. Within this community, there is a hospital that has, I think, about 106 beds, provides a full service to the community. There's also a community college, which is in an adjacent county, where they do have an associate degree nursing program. And then there's a health department. So we surveyed all three of those entities because those were the nurses that either lived in the community or worked within the community that would probably be mobilized in a disaster. So there was 165 registered nurses who were surveyed, and you can see how that was distributed, 17 at the health department, 41 at the college, and 107 in the hospital. They had a variety of degrees and expertise. Data collection was done by contacting the agencies. They, in turn, emailed a letter to their employees, and then it was a survey through Survey Gizmo that was open for 2 weeks. 35% of those that were queried participated in the study, and that's 58 out of 165. The survey answers were based on a Likert scale, 1, not familiar, and 5, extremely familiar, with 3 being familiar. Data was collapsed for analysis into the 10 competencies measured by the 44 questions, and SPSS was used. So if you look at the results and you can see the ranges, if you look at, for example, competency 1, detection and response to an event, there were 7 questions that related to that competency. So if they were all extremely familiar, they could have scored as high as a 35 on that question. But if you look at the range, it was anywhere between 7 to 27 with a mean of 16.8, and that standard deviation was quite large. But even with a mean of 16.8, in order to have scored familiar in that specific situation, you would have had to have at least scored 21 points. So you can see in that competency how the mean score was lower than what it could have been for familiar. Familiar would have been 21 points. So if you look all the way down, probably the most familiar was the incident command system and their role. But even with that, to be extremely familiar, you would have had to have scored 40 points. And to be just familiar, it would have been 24 points. So the mean score was about 22.75 there. In all categories, I'm not keeping up with my notes, you can see that they were vaguely familiar or not familiar with those competencies. So the data indicated wide ranges from the means with these competencies. The mean scores all fell in the less than familiar category, and the data suggests that the nurses did not indicate familiarity, or they suggested a low-level perceived competency in those disaster preparedness scores. So we looked at, did the years of experience as an RN or formal education indicate any difference in the scores? And certainly this was a small population, so it's hard to do to look at that in any way to generalize. But within this specific population, you could see that really it did not make a difference. You look at what I found very interesting, that of all these nurses, 74% had 16 or more years of experience, so you would hope they would have more competency in this area. But the majority of them scored between not and familiar, and only a few percent, 7%, scored very or extremely familiar. And then if you look at educational level, there was it was spread all over also, and it didn't, there was nothing that you could say correlated to that. But interesting enough that 40% of the nurses in that community were associate degree prepared, and about a little less than maybe 45% had a bachelor's or higher, and even with that, where there might be more in the curriculum, they were not prepared. So if you look, the other piece of this survey was how prepared were they at the personal or family level? And this would be if you had children, did you have a plan for what you might do with your child care issues if you needed to respond to a disaster, or did you have a disaster preparedness kit? And 61% indicated they were not prepared personally. 63% did not have a kit, 65% had no plan, but yet 79% said that they would respond. So that would have been quite challenging if they didn't have a plan of how to respond. So the next piece of the survey was to query, were they interested in training? And 85% would be willing to participate in training. And their preferred method was face-to-face, second, online web-based courses, and final was in like a self-study with a CD or DVD. So things to, you know, to kind of query your discussions, you know, thoughts. But in this study, certainly this was perceived deficits, so maybe their basic knowledge was more than what they perceived, but we have no way to know that by looking at this data. Out of the 10 competencies, none stood out really as significantly more familiar, and that nurses are not professionally nor personally or family prepared for a disaster, but they are open for training. Certainly limitations were the small sample size, perceived knowledge versus actual knowledge. But it would be interesting to duplicate the survey in other rural settings and to actually measure the knowledge level versus the perceptual level. And then think about increasing regular trainings and then seeing what their perception would be after that. Consideration, perhaps policy measures to mandate disaster preparedness training as a CE component for license renewal. We certainly know that this has been in our news. Many people have experienced this, yet our state boards do not require something of this nature. So that's all I have. These are some of the references. I didn't pass out a handout, but if anyone is interested, I'd be happy to email that to you. Do we have any time for questions? Are there any questions? Okay, well, thank you very much.